Welcome to episode one of the Lady Legends podcast. I'm Sabrina Lowe, and today we are going to be talking about the woman who started it all, namely the 13 founders. Before the establishment of the LPGA, women and golf were not traditionally associated with each other. Back then, and even today, golf is seen as a male-dominated sport. Women faced great social discrimination. Opportunities that existed for men seemingly could not even be dreamed of by women. Men had the belief that women should not play golf due to the fact that they don't have the strength for it. In some cases, women were not even allowed to watch tournaments. The Ladies Professional Golf Association, more commonly known as the LPGA, was founded in August 1950 by 13 women who wanted to play professional golf. Their names are Alice Bauer, Patty Berg, Betty Danoff, Helen Detweiler, Marlene Bauer Haig, Helen Hicks, Opal Hill, Betty Jamison, Sally Sessions, Marilyn Smith, Shirley Spork, Louise Suggs, and Babe Zaharias. What many may not know is that this was not the first time a group of women tried uniting for the purpose of women's professional golf. However, this was the attempt that saw success. These persistent women not only played the golf, but organized everything that needed to be done behind the scenes, including scheduling promotions, setting up the courses, and making pairings. The success of the LPGA was not without obstacles, but over time and through hard work and determination, the success began to increase, and another project was well underway. In 1959, two of our founders, Marilyn Smith and Shirley Spork, alongside Betty Hicks and Barbara Rotfig, established the first teaching committee, which eventually evolved into what we know today as the LPGA Teaching and Clubs Professionals. So, why do we care, and why should we care? Through dedication, courage, and passion, these 13 women did something that was seemingly impossible to others. They pushed the status quo and stood up for what they wanted. Today, their legacy lives on in the present-day LPGA. Without their work and truly their inspiration, women's golf as we know it would be vastly different. The creation of the LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals is equally important as well. These teaching professionals are the women training the next generation of professionals who will continue to carry the legacy of our 13 founders. The LPGA still has a long journey ahead to catch up with the PGA. Visibility, popularity, and earnings are all aspects that we hope to further develop and increase. Organizations such as Girls Golf and the First Tee are crucial in driving this change. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time, and remember to swing big and dream bigger.